Okay. And if you were setting the table, you put around a plate here, and then you put a what?
A napkin here.
Yeah. And then the things that you use to eat with.
Knives and forks and spoons.
Okay. And so everyone would have one.
Of each.
Yeah. So on the left side you put the what?
Put your napkin down and your knife and fork and spoon there.
Okay. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she what then in cold water?
Rachel.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
Rag.
When you're washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. And to wash your face with, you use a
washcloth.
Okay. Is that what you called it when you were growing up?
Wash rag's what they called them back then, but I call them washcloths. They didn't want those wash rags back then.
Okay. And after you bathe, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Okay. And you go to the sink and turn on the water by turning on the what?
Water faucet.
Okay. And outside, the thing coming from your house that you might connect the hose to?
That'd be the outside faucet.
Okay. And so it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze up.
And they froze up and they
rusted.
Okay. A long time ago, people used to buy flour in a what?
Jar.
Okay. And what about molasses? Where did it come in?
What molasses comes in?
Yeah.
Half a gallon fruit cans and
what about something bigger than that?
With molasses barrels.
Okay, what about lard?
It comes in a big lard canister. 25 pounds, 50.
Did you call that cans?
We call them lard cans.
Okay, you ever heard about stand
lard? Well, stand of lard and lard cans, you know.
Same thing?
The same thing, but just have a different name.
Okay, and if you wanted to pour water from a big container into a container that had just room in and out, you might use a what? Okay. And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with a
whip.
Okay. And if you bought some groceries at the store, the grocer might put them in a what?
A paper bag.
Okay. Any other words for that?
They used to say paper pokes back in olden times.
Okay. And what about 50 pounds of flour? What would that come in? If it didn't come in a barrel?
Yeah, 100 pounds.
Yeah.
50 pounds in a barrel and 100 pounds in a barrel.
Okay. What about sugar? A lot of sugar would come
in. It used to come in barrels, all of it.
Okay. What about something made of cloth?
You mean you make cloth with?
Yeah, some flour or sugar used to come in a cloth what?
A cloth poke.
Okay. Was that called anything besides poke?
Flour bags and flour sacks and flour pokes.
Okay. And the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
You mean the
what they used to call it?
Gray sacks.
Okay, what about feed? What did it come in?
Feed sacks. Gray sacks.
Okay.
What we call them.
Can you think of any other name for that? Like, it's this real rough cloth, right? Brown, rough cloth.
Mm-hmm. Now they call them, what is it?